Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's training session. This is an exclusive training that I am doing, and it is going to focus on how to turn what you already know and love into a profitable online business. But the best place to start really is with who the heck am I? Well, I am Dr. Foster, your business mentor. You can call me Dr. Phil, Dr. Foster. You can call me Phil Foster. Just don't call me late for dinner. One of the things that I am passionate about is helping other people start businesses. And this really comes from my 30 plus years in the business world. And I started my very first business in the year 2000. So almost 25 years as an entrepreneur and business owner. And I've been coaching, mentoring, and consulting since 2005 professionally. One of the things that I like to start with is a very simple question. Why in the world would anyone want to start a business, let alone an online business, even a membership business? Now, the most obvious answer is that people are looking for some sort of freedom. Freedom seekers start their small businesses because they value the ability to control their work experiences, and they want to be in charge of their schedules, their career paths, work environments, and at some point, they want to control how much money, how much income they have. Let's talk about your current situation, and we can work our way all the way to be your own boss idea. I want to start with a basic math discussion. Now, please don't check out on me here. I promise that this won't be boring, but it's fundamentally important to where we go from here. First thing I want you to do is put in your mind how much you make per hour. Now, if you're a salaried employee, what you do is you take how much your salary is for the year and you divide it by the average number of hours you work each week, multiply that by 52 weeks, and that is your hourly rate. I think I did that right. Well, you check the math. The point is, if you come up with an hourly rate, it's not going to really equal out how much you're making. What do I mean by that? Well, that means that you're probably working 50, 60 hours a week if you're a salaried employee. Now, if you're an hourly employee and you're working overtime, the equation's a little bit different, but the point that I'm trying to make is that you're never going to make as much as you are capable of making working for someone else. Now, this course is going to focus on how you turn what you know and what you love, your passion, into a money-making machine. This training is designed to guide you through the process of identifying, refining, and even monetizing your knowledge in a way that only brings value, not only is it going to bring value to you, but the audience that you're going to serve, and it's going to be a sustainable source of income for you. So let's go ahead and embark on this journey. And again, keep in mind that number, what is your hourly rate? Because I think that's going to serve you well by the time we reach the end of this discussion. The very first thing that I want to start with is, what is an expert? You might be thinking that you need to have advanced degrees like I do. You need to be called Dr. Something. No, I'm going to tell you probably the biggest regret, if I had any regret, is that I went and got all these degrees. Because what I've learned in getting all these degrees is that you don't need a degree to be considered an expert. What is an expert? Well, it's just folks like you and me who've spent hours learning the ins and outs. They've made mistakes, and they're going to find out what's working, what's not working. And this is in spaces like gardening, computer coding, baking, you know, baking the perfect sourdough bread even. If you've focused knowledge, if you have this focused knowledge and you have real world experience, then you're going to be an expert in my book. Okay. So whatever it is that you've spent hours upon hours thinking about, reading about, talking about, never growing tired of it, what is it you watch videos on? What is it that you help other people establish and do? That's your expertise. It could be in basket weaving. It could be in crocheting. It could be in any of the things that I've mentioned before. But whatever it is, there are literally thousands and thousands of variations on ideas for starting an online membership business. So what I want to do is I want to discuss a few of them. Now, again, this is not an exhaustive list, but this is to give you an idea of what you can do to monetize what you already know and love. And essentially, we're going to look at things like skills development. Now, whatever your skill is, maybe you're a baker, whatever. You have a skill that you want to help others develop. Maybe it's tutoring. Health and wellness coaching is huge. There are people that want to get healthy. They want to eat right. They want to learn how to food prep. They want to learn how to, you know, work out correctly in the gym. All of these are health and wellness type coaching and mentoring opportunities. Meditation, that is something that a lot of people are interested in. Personal finance and investing. Creative writing. Arts and crafts workshops. Again, I mentioned cooking and baking classes. Language and learning communities. Maybe you know how to speak a different language and you want to help people assimilate into the English-speaking world or whatever. Family, parenting, music lessons, gardening and homesteading, fantasy sports. It's huge. Maybe you set up a fantasy sports league. Yoga, personal fitness, those type of things. These are all, again, this is not an exhaustive list, but it's meant to give you an idea, a peek into the different things that you can look at. Now, you might say, well, none of these have anything to do with what I'm an expert in. That's fine. Take this as a model and use that to figure out a creative way to monetize what you already know. Because I can guarantee you, if you go to the magic portal of youtube.com and you do a search for the thing that you're interested in, I can almost promise you that there is a video out there on that because there are people already interested in that topic. That means that you need to figure out how to bring your unique spin on that topic. So that's a place to start. But what do we do? Well, let's look at a blueprint for launching a successful online business. Now, launching a successful business of any type is going to involve careful planning, strategic execution, and this is a key that people miss quite often, and that is continuous adaptation. Now, I want to offer you a streamlined blueprint of about 6 essential steps that are going to guide you through this process of turning your business idea into a thriving enterprise, into a thriving business. And of course, we start with the most obvious. What is your expertise? What are you good at? You need to pinpoint the unique intersection of your expertise and passion and the market demand. Now, that means you're going to have to do a little research. Again, I mentioned go to the magic portal of youtube.com. You can also go to the magic portal of google.com and do a search on that area, and you're going to start to get a sense of what the interest level is in that. Now, you may need to be a little creative and find niches or ideas that are closely associated with what you are good at, because maybe no one is actually doing exactly what you're doing. So you may need to look at someone that's doing something similar. So keep that in mind. Now, you need to reflect on your skills, your knowledge, and the areas that you excel in, because all of this is part of your expertise. Analyze how your passions align with the current market trends, the niche. And of course, as I mentioned, you're going to have to conduct market research to validate your niche, validate what it is that you're an expert in. Now, once you've done that, you need to start thinking about what value you're going to bring to the market. You need to be able to define and articulate what makes your knowledge unique, what it makes it different or better or new, and why would people want to buy that information from you? What are your unique benefits that come from your expertise? What problems do you solve for your customers? I'll give you an example. The reason why I went into coaching and mentoring is because over the years, I had people ask me, how did you start your first business? How did you do it? And that made me realize that that was an expertise that people valued. And thus, I became a business coach and mentor, do consulting work, and now I teach people how to do what it is that I do. Now, as part of this value that you bring to the market, you need to figure out how you can showcase your authority and credibility to your audience. Is this going to be a video? Is it going to be podcast? Are you going to write books, ebooks, digital products? What is it that you're going to, how are you going to showcase this? Now, you might say, I don't want to get on video. You know what? If getting on video makes you millions of dollars a year, you might want to get over it. But if that's still not for you, then what I would recommend you do is think about doing podcasts, which is just voice. Sometimes you can do trainings like what I'm doing today. I'm not actually showing my face. I'm just using my voice and a simple PowerPoint deck to give you some information that is essential to figuring out how you're going to monetize what you know. And then the final thing that you need to think about is, who is your target audience? Who are you trying to attract to your expertise? There are as many people out there looking for you as you are them. So just keep that in mind. Now, the third part is your online platform. Now, this can get scary for some people. And honestly, this is part of what we go through in the founder circle, which I'll talk about later. But I personally use Wix as my website. Now, Wix has a membership module that I can connect into. It is a CRM. It has all these other digital things. You might say, I don't like Wix. I like something else. That's fine. This is not about selling you on one product over another as much as it is on explaining to you a process that you need to go through. And again, something we go through more intensely in the founder circle. The first thing you need to do is establish the digital infrastructure for your online business. Well, what is that? What does that mean? Well, what do you need for your business model? Do you need a website? What are your payment options? Are you an e-commerce? Are you a membership site structure? What content will you need to create? Basic SEO to enhance your online presence. That means, keywords, and do you have a website like Wix? Use Google My Business. Now, the cool thing about Wix is they help you go through the process of SEO. They walk you through it step by step. And if you don't even know what it means, it helps you to build your website. But that's something that you'll want to consider. And again, something we talk about in the Founder Circle. Now, once you have all that, you'll want to think about, how are you going to make money? Monetization strategies. There are various methods of turning your expertise into revenue. One that I talk about often is membership models. Now, you can do an online course or workshop like I'm doing right now. Now, this one is a free workshop, but nonetheless, you can do them for pay. You can have training platforms. There are a number of platforms out there that allow you to set up courses online. Wix is one of them. There are others out there. You can do consulting, coaching, and mentoring. You can sell digital products. There are a number of ways that you can monetize what you know and love. Now, this is, again, where it starts to get a little bit into the scary zone for some people, but I promise you this is something that we work with people on, and that's, how do you market and grow your business? You need to build a strong brand identity and leverage things like social media to increase awareness of your brand. What does that mean? Well, it means you need to get on and have a brand presence on the different platforms, whether it be Facebook and Instagram, whether it be X, formerly Twitter, or Pinterest, or whatever seems to make sense for your market. You're going to need to start building awareness. That means that you might have to do posts that they may be long form posts that's basically words. You may have a picture. You may do something motivational. You may do a video. You may have a link to your podcast. Whatever it is, you need to start building. That doesn't mean that you have to have this full on brand identity before you can build a business. What it means is you need to start building awareness while you're building your business. I will tell you that I have been on Instagram and Facebook for over 10 years, and it has taken me a long time to get to the place where I have the number of followers I have. And now I'm on TikTok growing that following and so forth. The other thing is you'll need to understand email marketing. You're going to need to build and nurture an email list and sales funnel. Now, chances are that you signed up for this training and you received an email from me. Again, all of this was done through Wix, and they have it where you can actually do email marketing. Now, strategies for scaling your business through automation processes and expanding your offering is another way to do this. What do I mean by scaling your business through automation? Well, that means that maybe you have a platform where people can buy your training, or maybe if they're a membership, they can access information 24/7. So you're making money while you're sleeping. You may be expanding your product offering over time. That means that you're offering more digital products and so forth. So let's talk a little bit about strategies for engaging and growing your community. Now, let's assume that you're going to start a membership business, and that means that you're going to have a community of customers. Engaging and growing a community around your business or brand is going to be crucial for long-term success if you're a membership business. A vibrant, engaged community is not only going to support your current business objectives, but also provides a foundation for scaling and evolving your offerings. I want to offer you some effective strategies to help you engage and grow your community. The first thing we want to start with is create valuable and relevant content. Content is king here. You're going to want to regularly produce and share content that is both valuable and relevant to your community. An example is this training session that I'm doing right now. You're also going to diversify your content. This means that sometimes you need to cater to different preferences and consumption habits by diversifying the type of content you create. That's why I do Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and YouTube videos, and I do trainings and I do blogs. Now, you don't need to start with all of that, but these are ideas of diversified content. Some people like to listen to podcasts while they're on the treadmill at the gym. Some people like to read a blog while they're waiting on the train to commute to work. There are different consumption patterns for different people. I personally love YouTube, and so I may find myself watching videos of interest to me off of YouTube. You get the idea. You also want to foster engagement and conversation. You want to encourage interaction. Use your content as a starting point for conversations. You can ask questions, solicit feedback, and encourage members to share their thoughts and experiences. Now, this can be within your closed membership group, or this can be openly presented in a platform like Facebook. Maybe you have a Facebook group that everyone can interact with. And so maybe that's a stepping stone into the closed group. And so you can ask them questions like, what type of business are you interested in? What kind of business have you started? All of these are creative ways to engage. Now, when you get on the closed side of the membership, you get a little more comfortable and you drill deeper into some of this. Solicit feedback. Hey, what did you think about the training we did yesterday? Anyone have any feedback or thoughts on the Founder Circle meeting that we had last Tuesday? These are ways to get people engaged. Maybe you post in the private area of your membership. What are you struggling with right now? Tell us about your wins. What are you dealing with? What do you need help with? These are all ways to engage interaction. You want to create an interactive space where your community can interact. Now, we have two different types of spaces within the Founder Circle. We have The community, which is kind of like a coffee shop. It's similar to Facebook in that sense, but it's only for members. And then we have a forum. Now, the forum is where we get a little more intimate into the details of the business. What are you struggling with? Tell us your wins. And so there's different spaces. Introduce yourself. Tell us about your business. There's different spaces within the forum for our members to interact with each other, not only to help each other, but to encourage each other as well. It's really important. Now, in a membership business, you want to offer exclusive benefits. This means that these are things that they can't get in the free space, which is Facebook or TikTok or wherever it is. You're going to provide value beyond your product and services, like early access to new products, special discounts, or even members-only events. Now, this training went out as a as an exclusive event, invite only. This is kind of an example of an exclusive event, but what I'm specifically talking about is the exclusive event that's only available to members of your organization. There are things that happen within the founder circle that you cannot see in the open platforms like Facebook and so forth. Another important thing is to offer recognition and reward active members. Identify and reward members who are particularly active or contribute significantly to the community. This means maybe you give them a discount. Maybe you give them the hot seat in one of your weekly or monthly sessions where you do a live. Maybe they are so active and so involved that you make them part of the team somehow, that they do some sort of monitoring to help you when you do live events. There are different ways to really identify and reward members who are particularly active. Now, you can offer them badges. If you're at a place where you want to do this financially, you can send them an Amazon gift card, a Starbucks card, whatever it is that seems to be of interest to that audience. Now, with that regard, when you were talking about, you know, celebrating the active members that contribute to the community, you do want to leverage their user-generated content. You want to encourage sharing every step of the way. Motivate your community members to create and share their own content related to your brand or your niche, such as testimonials, product reviews, or creative content showcasing how they used your service. You can even interview them maybe in a monthly session. Maybe it's a session where you're going to interview or highlight a key aspect of what someone's doing and really being successful in. Another thing that you can do is that you can point to them as someone during, let's say, a compass call. We do a compass call in the founder circle where we onboard, but not just onboard new members, but also this is a place where if you've been a member for a very short period of time, you might go to the onboarding just to get freshened up on the different services or opportunities. Maybe you want to ask a question, but maybe one of the places that you can showcase someone that's really doing well is in a compass call where you can say, here is Sally, here is John, and this is what they're doing, and ask them a couple of questions. And not only does that celebrate them, but it also helps create user content as well. And then finally, in this space, you might want to figure out a way to host events and meetups. Now, most of this, what I'm talking about, are virtual events such as webinars, live Q&A sessions, online workshops like this. Again, virtual meetups all can help deepen connections within your community and provide valuable learning opportunities and keep your audience engaged. Now, at some point, you may find that virtual is not enough. You may need to do a physical meetup, and this might be a big blowout event. Maybe it's a two-day event, or it's a weekend or something. One of my goals is to hold an event in Gatlinburg, and we'll do live workshops. And one of the things that I really want to do is take a group, a small group. Maybe this is the people that are, you know, ranking pretty high in their abilities and so forth. But they also are physically capable. I want to take them on a exclusive hike with me and spend time with them in the Smoky Mountains. Now, this might be, you know, a 4 to 5 hour hiking excursion, nothing over the top. But the point I'm trying to make is you can do these physical meetups someday. Problem with physical meetups is that there's a lot of logistics involved. You're going to need help in the way of, you know, some sort of team helping you build that and put it together. And it does require deposits and money and time. It's going to require a lot of time to put these through. But the important thing is you need to understand that if you're going to build a following and you have hundreds, if not thousands, of customers and clients and people that are interested in what you do and say, there may come a point where you have to do live sessions. Okay, I want to give you a bonus tip before we move on here. That is to listen and adapt. You should be gathering feedback regularly. Regularly solicit feedback from your community about what they enjoy, what they don't, what they've learned, what they'd like to see in the future. This can be done through surveys, conversations, or even monitoring engagement metrics across your content events. What does that mean? Well, you're looking at how much interaction took place on a certain training or a certain post or whatever. And here is the most important thing that most new business owners are going to miss. Business is the longest running experiment in world history, if not universal history. And that means that when you have an experiment, you're constantly testing and you're finding what works. And then you're testing hypothesis to see if you can, you know, do something better. So in the end, you have to be adaptable. You need to use the insights that you're constantly gathering from your community to continually refine and adapt your business and your strategies. This needs an interest of your community, the needs of your interest in your the needs and interests of your community can evolve over time, and you need to stay connected and in tune with what they need, what they're interested in, and how these changes can be crucial for sustaining engagement and growth of your business. After all, if you're going to run a business like this, a membership business, what we call one to many, you want them to stay engaged in your business. You don't want them to join 1 month and you get, you know, $40, $70, whatever it is you're charging a month, and then 30 days later, they've canceled because they don't see the value. Building and nurturing a community is an ongoing effort that's going to require patience, dedication, and a genuine interest in creating meaningful relationships with your audience. By implementing strategies like this, you can create a vibrant community that is not only supports your business goals, but also provides immense value to your members. Okay. Let's talk about automating and scaling. Scaling means growing. How are you going to grow your business? Automating and scaling an online membership business is going to involve leveraging technology and strategic processes to enhance member experiences, all things we talk about in the Founder Circle. This will also help you streamline your operations and grow your subscriber base without proportionately increasing your workload. Now, this is so important. This is why the one-to-many is so important to me. When I was a one-on-one coach, one-on-one mentor, I could only do so many coaching sessions a week, and then I was burned out. Here, rather than maybe doing 4 coaching sessions a day, 5 days a week, that's 20 clients that I could see in a week. That means I'm only seeing 20 clients a month because I'm seeing them once a week. So that means that, you know, I'm spending 20 hours a week times 4 weeks, you know, that's 160 hours a month for 20 customers. Remember that number I told you to think about? What is your hourly rate? When you do a one to many, you are going to have a way where your overhead stays low. My overhead is at my levels about $400 or $500 a month. That includes all the platforms that I run and the advertising. So $600, let's say, top end. And then I can have exponentially large numbers of members. And we're going to talk about what this looks like here in a moment. But here are some techniques specifically tailored for online membership businesses. And this gets more in the technology side, hence the reason why there's this picture on your screen right now. Member management. Now, this is really important because the last thing you want to do is spend hours manually adding someone and removing someone from your platform. You want an automated administrative task. Now, for me, again, I use Wix, and it allows me to automate a lot of this stuff, even to the point of automating emails that go out. You're going to utilize membership management software to automate your signups, renewals, cancellation, even your billing. This will not only reduce manual work, but it's also going to improve the accuracy and efficiency of your operation. This means that you're making money while you're sleeping, while you're at your kids' sports league game or band, or you're on vacation, or you're flying at 45,000 feet in an airplane, or you're in another country, or maybe you finally decide to take a trip to Mars or something. Your automated tasks work even when you're not sitting at your desk. You also want to enhance member experience. You're going to choose a platform that offers a user-friendly interface for members to manage their accounts, access their content, and participate in community features. This is all happens in the founder circle. Everything I teach, I'm doing myself. Automation in these areas will significantly enhance overall member experience, leading to higher satisfaction and retention rates. Now, I have a section within the founder circle where if you missed a founder circle meeting, you can go back within 24 hours or so. You can watch the replay of that video. In fact, this video will appear in the founder circle within 24 to 48 hours. So there is an archive of video content that my members can go look at. I have digital tools that they can download. I have the community. I have the forums. We have a regular live session where I'm on camera teaching a skill. I have the training platform. All of this enhances the member's experience. Then we want to look at content campaigns. You want to schedule content releases. Now, use a content management system, CMS, that's going to allow you to schedule and automatically release content over time. We call this drip feeding content. Keeps members engaged and encourages long-term subscriptions. So in my case, I have not only videos that I release for training, but I do blogs. And sometimes I'll do a podcast. I do these video trainings. I have live sessions. And so all of this is constantly building in the background. And again, I've been doing this for quite some time, building out my platform, but you don't need to have all of this in place to get started. What you need to do is be able to offer something simple that's of value to those that are interested in your information and will be members of your group. Now, also, you want to look at automated email notifications. Now, this is integrated into your CMS. Again, I have it. I've already mentioned this through Wix, and it ties in. So my members, they're in the CMS, and so I can pick and choose. If you went to this training, I can send you an email saying if you've been to my training in the past, you might be interested in this. If you're a member of the Founder Circle, you might find this of interest. Everybody gets a copy of my latest blog when it goes out. But you're going to integrate your CMS with your email marketing tools to automatically notify members about new content, events, or updates. This is where your email list becomes important. And I'll give you a good example. Let's say that you built your content off of a platform like Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Twitter or TikTok. And one of those went away. They either went down. There's been talk that the government in the U.S. wants to ban TikTok. Whatever it is, if you don't have an automated email list, you're in trouble. When you have an email list, you own that list, not that other platform. Now, I'm not saying to abandon those other platforms, but what I'm saying is you cannot rely on one of those social media platforms to be there forever. They may decide that they don't like what you're doing one day and they take you off their platform. They may decide that they're no longer going to do a certain thing that you're offering. You need to be able to offer alternatives. Now, I've talked about community engagement in brief in the past already, but one of the things you want to learn is how do you do automated moderation? Now, this can be implemented in a community platform where you offer an automated moderation feature that helps maintain a positive and supportive environment. What do I mean by that? You might have keyword filters, spam detection, and auto moderation rules to manage community space efficiently. Now, going back to earlier where I said you may want to celebrate someone that is very involved in your membership program, you might want to offer them the opportunity to be an honorary moderator. And because you trust them now and, you know, they've been with you for so long. And so in essence, you're maybe you allow them to be a moderator and you give them a small discount, or maybe you allow them to be a moderator and you give them some swag from your store, whatever. You also want to look at engagement triggers. You can set up these automated triggers to encourage participants, such as welcome messages for new members, badges for active participants, or reminders for inactive members. These automated touches significantly enhance community engagement and cohesion. And again, these are all things that I have within my platform through Wix. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to overly sell you on the idea of Wix because there are other platforms out there. I'm just telling you that for me, this platform has worked really well for all of these things. There are other tools out there, but if you are not a programmer or you don't want to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to build a website and you know how to use a mouse and a keyboard, you can drag and drop. And in many cases, platforms like Wix have templates that you can build. My website, if you go to it, maximumchange.com, you can see is a really nice website. But I started with the basic elements that they offer. And over time, and also with the help of other tools like ChatGPT, which I talk about sometimes in the Founder Circle, this has all helped me to build my platform. Now, I want to talk about personalization real quick. You'll want to implement systems that use member data to personalize their experience. This can include personalized content recommendations, targeted email campaigns, and even customized member dashboards. Personalization at scale can dramatically improve member satisfaction and retention. One of the ways that I do personalization is that you'll see it in my emails that'll go out and some of the content that I do, where your name will appear in the subject line, or I might put some data in there that is in the database for your information that only you can see and I can see. And I will point you to something that is coming up that I think would be of interest to you because of your interest. And I do think that this really dramatically improves member retention and participation. Now, in this final piece of this, I want to talk about marketing. Again, this gets to be a little bit scary. This is why we have the founder circle, because some of this you may never have done before. You might say, well, I'm an expert basket weaver. I'm not a sales and marketing person. First of all, I want to say to you, stop saying that. If you're going to be in business, like it or not, you're going to have to sell. You're going to have to sell, but here's the point. If you're passionate about something, you're not hardcore selling. You're talking about what you love. But in marketing, you are going to need to have an automated lead generation. This means that you're going to have some way of generating and nurturing leads through campaigns that operate automatically. These are lead magnets, such as free trials, ebooks, webinars. These are all used to capture potential members' information and then nurture them with a series of automated emails. Again, something I do, tailored to their interest and behavior. We also, in the Founder Circle, have a referral program. And this is something I strongly recommend to anyone. And you want to implement an automated referral program that rewards members for bringing in new subscribers. In my case, they get, I think it's $10 off for their next month of membership. And so you'll get this reward and you get a thank you message making, and this all helps, you know, build and grow your business through word of mouth. So marketing doesn't have to be complex marketing schemes through Facebook marketing, although those are some important things that you would eventually learn how to do. All right. Remember, I started off this conversation with how much do you make an hour? Really, this is all about leveraging your time, making more money with less time. A membership site income example that I give is to say, let's say that you charge $29 a month and you work 10 hours a week. So you're charging $29 per member and all you're working is 10 hours a week. So the first month, let's say that you're able to get 10 new members and you are charging $29. So that means that for 10 hours of work, you're making $290 that month just for 10 hours of work. However, the second month, you're able to get 15 members. Again, you're working 10 hours a week and you're charging $29 and now you're making $435 a month. And it's just you. Now, we haven't even talked about your overhead. What is that going to cost? And the overhead can be your website or email marketing or whatever it is you're doing. But for this example, we're just showing what you're making per month in this example for 10 hours of work. Now, if you play this out through the 12 months, and let's say by the month 12, you've been able to accrue 200 members at $29 a month. That means you're making $5,800 a month. Again, this is before any overhead costs. You're only working 10 hours a month, 10 hours a week, excuse me. That's 10 hours a week. You're making $29 a month, $29 a member, $5,800 a month. Let's say that your overhead is $500 like mine. That means that you're taking home each month $5,300 after your expenses and all you're working is 10 hours a week. That's 40 hours a month. Now, I would be venturing to guess that you work far more than 40 hours a month for whatever the pay is that you make. So this is an example of one to many, and this is the whole essence of why I am so keen on membership businesses, because I want to leverage my time. I want to get way more money out of way less time. And so that means that I can work with 200 people a month making $5,800 a month, whereas when I was doing one-on-ones, I was lucky if I could work with 20 customers a month. and I was working far more hours. Okay. So for the first 12 months, you would be making, in that example, $29,000. That's about $57 an hour. Again, only working 10 hours a week. So this gives you an example of the one-to-many membership model. And you don't need to stop with 200 members. You could play that out 2,000 members, 5,000 members, whatever it is you feel you could sustain. The idea is you're offering something of value for a price that people are willing to pay. Now, $29 is an example. You might need to charge more. You might find that you get more out of it to charge less. That is a journey that you have to work on. So what next? Well, what I would encourage you to do is to look into the Founder Circle. If you are watching this video in replay, there is a button below this video that you can click for a special offer to become a founding member of the Founder Circle. We are launching a new cohort of the Founder Circle. And I want to encourage you to click on that link. Even if you're not interested in joining right now, what I'd like you to do is click on that link and see the benefits that you get from joining. Now, there's two different options there. One is a month-to-month membership fee, which is drastically lower than what I normally offer, because you can see it on my website. And for the time being, I'm offering a lifetime membership. Now, I am never going to offer a lifetime membership ever again, and I only have a few openings for that. After that, the best you could get is a year-to-year membership. So this lifetime membership is going to be priceless. So I encourage you to check out the Founder Circle. We have all sorts of different things that we do. We do weekly live trainings. We have a monthly Compass call where we do orientation and Q&A. And we have training and so on and so on. I want you to go ahead and click that link and check it out. And I want to encourage you to think seriously about taking what you know and love and converting it into a business that you can make money at working with one-to-many. There is no reason why you can't do this. Don't think you need to have a lot of degrees. You are an expert in something, and I guarantee you someone's interested. Okay. My name is Dr. Phil, and I am your business mentor, and I want you to click that link, and I look forward to seeing you in the next Founders Circle meeting very soon. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.